Zok the Heilige Mishnah of Eiter, Masechtes Kiddushin, Perik Dalid, Mishnah Beis. So amongst the 10 categories of people that Ezra took with him to Eretz Yisrael, back from Babel, were Shesuke and Asufe. Zok the Mishnah, the Elohim Shesuke. These are the Shesukim. Koshi Makiris Imai, this person recognizes his mother, but Ve'ena Makiris Aviv. He knows who his mother is, but he does not know who his father is. Why is he called Shesuke? Zakta Batanura, let's say this child goes over to someone and says, father, his mother says, shh, 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 shh. So clearly there must be some issue over here. We don't know who the father is. Shasak means quiet, like Shtika Yafa B'Shasat Tfila. Asufe, what's Asufe? Zakta the Mishnah Vayter, Kol Shenesav Min Ashuk, anyone taken in from the street, Ve'en HaMakri, he does not recognize, Le'aviv Le'imai, not his father or his mother. Also, it means to gather. He's taken in. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Abishol, the Tana Abishol, Hayakar L'Shesuke Biduke. Abishol would call the Shesukim Biduke. Biduke means to check out, like to be Baidik Chametz. And basically what Abishol said is, why do we have to say Shesuke? Quiet, don't talk about it. Let the Bezn ask the mother who the father is. If we figure out who the father is and everything is okay, she's believed. So who then is the Shesuke? Why don't we just ask the mother? And the answer is, if for whatever reason the mother is not here to answer the question. But if the mother is here and she tells us who the father is, then we believe her, as I talk to Abishol.